I'm Kara Spazacca, and welcome to this podcast series from Western Sydney University. Over this six-episode series, I'll be introducing you to some incredible research taking place, from a million-dollar fungi project that's helping combat climate change, to surveys into maternity care treatment, to creating electric vehicles for women in rural African communities, and more. These projects are just a handful of those that entered the 2022 and 2023 Research Impact Competition, run by Western Sydney University in Australia. There's also something else they have in common. They each speak to a Sustainable Development Goal, or SDG, a list of 17 goals created by the United Nations which tackle global issues including poverty, hunger, climate change, gender inequality, and access to education. So how do we identify problems and then the path forward? Well, through research. And this research is happening at universities across the globe, who are graded in the annual Times Higher Education Impact Rankings on their commitment to the SDGs. This is significant because out of 1,700 universities in the world, Western Sydney University ranked number one overall for the past 2 years. And if we drill down into the SDGs it excelled in, it came first for the goals gender equality, partnership for the goals, and responsible consumption and production. For more information about sustainable development goals, you can visit sdgs.un.org and keep listening as the researchers across this series will talk to how their projects contribute to positive change. Before we dive in, I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the custodians of the lands where Western Sydney University campuses are located and pay respect to the peoples of the Darug, Tharawal, Eora and Wiradjuri nations. I pay my respect to elders past and present. Always was, always will be. Now let's hear from some of the researchers from Western Sydney University's Research Impact Competition.
For a woman in rural Africa, a lack of transportation means a missed opportunity to go to the local clinic, to get a nurse to visit after birth, to be able to take their kids to school, a missed opportunity for livelihood because they might not be able to transport their rural agricultural produce.
That's Dr. Tendai Shkweche from the School of Business, who was one of the runners-up in the 2022 Research Impact Competition. His project was to co-design a solar-powered shared electric vehicle for women in rural communities in Zimbabwe. In these areas, transportation is critical for people's livelihoods, but it is both scarce and expensive. Dr. Shkweche worked with a startup called Mobility for Africa on the project, and he and his team began by consulting with 564 women in the target communities.
So we picked a site in Wedza, Zimbabwe, which is in the southern part of Africa, where we worked just to get to understand their daily challenges in terms of what lack of transportation meant to them. But more importantly, the idea was to get a lived experience of those challenges. And then from that, we had focus groups, individual interviews, spending some time with these women.
In the product development stage, the research team were able to present a prototype of a three-wheeler electric vehicle used by women in rural China and ask the women in Zimbabwe what their specific needs were.
Women being seen driving or riding a tricycle, this is something that you'd not typically see in rural Africa. So there were issues around making sure that it met the social norms of their communities. It gave them enough space not to straddle their legs, to be able to climb onto the tricycle.
The result of that consultation period was the co-creation of the Hamba.
Hamba in Swahili, which is one of the main languages in Africa, means to move.
Powered by a shared community charging portal, the Hamba is a reliable and affordable form of transport for women in rural Zimbabwe. Purpose designed by and for these women, it offers basic transportation services for things like taking kids to school and taking people to clinics.
Pretty much a rural Uber, if you actually want to put it that way.
The Hamba also helps them earn money by being able to travel to sell agricultural produce or to buy and sell secondhand clothes. There was another important element, though.
In some ways, as a game changer, was their encouragement for us to engage government agencies such as the Ministry of Health, the Police and Agricultural Services in order to dedicate tricycles for those key service providers.
Because of this, the local government was supported with 8 vehicles, and health workers reported doubling their postnatal midwife visits in the area. Also, during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Humba was used to improve the number of vaccination visits to schools and for nurses and the police to create awareness.
For me, that service is a key aspect of that innovation and its impact.
It hasn't been without its challenges, though.
You would appreciate that the society in rural Africa tends to be very hierarchical, and reaching out to women and giving them confidence to say they could actually take control of their destiny was a fairly challenging conversation. But from a research point of view, I would say access, confidence, trust, those were typical ethnographic research challenges that we faced, and it took almost a good 2 years to really be able to get embedded into the community, to become accepted.
When it comes to those SDGs, Dr. Shkweche's research with the Humba covers not just 1, but 8 SDGs.
SDG number 1 around poverty, and SDG number 10, reduction of inequalities by virtue of empowering women to generate income. SDG number 2 for zero hunger, in the sense that they now spend more time on their agricultural plots. And gender equality, SDG number 5, we've empowered more than 41 women groups to effectively run this project and become the main breadwinners. SDG number 8, decent work and economic growth, because in order for these Hambas to operate, we actually train local people who are then employed by Mobility for Africa to actually maintain the Hambas. And because of renewable energy, SDG 13 on climate action and SDG 7 on affordable and clean energy come to play. And then the last one is the SDG on partnerships, SDG 17. Working with government agencies and a spectrum of other stakeholders has been a key aspect of that.
Those non-government partnerships include Solar Shack and Toyota Mobility Foundation, who have been the main drivers around the design of the renewable energy battery that powers the Humba. As for next steps, Dr. Shkweche hopes to see Humbas across the continent.
With the introduction of a private sector investor, that has made that dream real, in the sense that right now we are at a stage where we are scaling up just in Zimbabwe, but also looking at going to other African countries. It would be wonderful to say, I don't know, in 2030, 2035, we can begin to talk of a continental landscape where we see rural African women empowered to use transportation to change their livelihoods. And also just to look for other opportunities beyond what we have framed in this initial stage in Zimbabwe, because not every country in Africa is homogeneous in terms of the needs. So what are the opportunities? What other partners can come into play? Those would be goals going forward.
That was Dr. Tendai Shkweche, one of the runners-up of the 2022 Research Impact Competition at Western Sydney University. Join us for the next episode to find out more about the research being undertaken in Australia and its real-world impact, both now and into the future.